spaces when it's gone into the inner spaces.
Exactly, yeah, the earth is all the porous, or all the solid matter in the body. Mm-hmm. And then the water would be all the
fluids.
Yeah. Fire is all the heat.
That's interesting, the fire would dissolve, the heat would dissolve before, and the wind is the breath, the wind is
right.
I didn't hear what she said.
You said that's interesting, that the fire would dissolve before the wind, right, because there's some kind of heat source after the breathing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah,
I don't know.
But a lot of times people's fingers turn blue and, their extremities get cold, and so it is.
Can you speak up?
I'm sorry, a lot of times people's fingertips turn blue or their extremities get cold before they stop breathing.
Yeah.
And then it is the last breath, so that would make sense that it's at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then that inner space, the space is actually the last one, but that's when everything retreats into the channels, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In this book, they use the word projections for what are normally translated as the appearances.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, recognize everything that occurs as your own appearances, but here they put your own projections. And as the translator said, she talked it over with Trungpa Rinpoche, and they came to the idea that projections was better because, for a number of reasons, it implies that it's your doing,
person,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's closer to non-duality than appearances, and it's coming from the outside. And that's interesting. That's another interesting word to contemplate, because when, for example, Kali Rinpoche talked about the elements in the extraordinary Shine practice, again, he talks about how the it's all projection. I mean, there's no separation, again, between outer appearances and one's own awareness. So in the Latong, one of the Latong exercises is to explore the juncture. Like, where is the separation between the point of contact between the appearance and, we think, we never really think about it. We just accept it, that it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But there, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So through meditation, it becomes more and more obvious that everything is mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, everything is mind. All experience is mind, a mental event.
And mind is luminosity. Like, luminosity is naked mind.
And mind is usually the come back and say, to make sure that the philosophers don't attack and,
mm-hmm.
I say mind is empty.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the, or the inseparability of emptiness and luminosity. But they'll say, appearances are mind is empty, but it's not a vacant emptiness, it's
a black emptiness.
It's a luminous cognitive.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leads to it's a spontaneous presence that is naturally liberated. So that the text is called natural liberation. The Bardo text is called, every single chapter begins with that word nangro, meaning self-liberated or naturally free. And nangro.
Rango.
Sorry. Thank you.
How do you spell it?
That would be self-liberation. Come.
No, self-liberation. Rango.
Rango.
You like
check my Tibetan.
Mm-hmm.
was it numb was the word for that perception, the projection? Is it numb what would be the Tibetan for that?
For appearance.
Oh, sorry.
Is it
Nangwa? Nangwa. Yeah. Actually, it's Rangrul.
Right. That's the way the Tibetan books start. You see, the name
of
the
Rangrul. Yeah. Like Rangchenye.
Mm-hmm. But just to back up, the word was Nangwa, right? For appearance?
Yes. Okay, wow. I didn't take a break, sorry.
What time is it?
It's 4:30.
Take a break.
I wasn't sure how to
no
chew
Bardo's
that.
For us.
I wasn't sure you have a Bardo.
We're getting ready to take a break. Oh, that's what it is. The cookie Bardo is opposed to the chewy Bardo.
Yeah.
But beware of the cookie monster. The wrath.
The cookie.
So where are we?
I hope it's made some kind of progress, right? No place to go, but
we've got everywhere and nowhere.
We So now, you used a word early in the talk today that I wrote down phonetically as something like nyanima or something. Practice to experience, experiential cultivation.
Oh, nyanlen.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
N-Y-A-M-L-E-N.
Nyanlen.
Nyanlen.
Thank you.
It's the favorite word that the Tibetan lamas use.
Yeah.
Practice.
So then you have a great name.
I guess so.
Len. Oh, yeah, Len.
But so if you break that down, what does the Len part mean?
Not that I'm self-interest. Experience.
Well,
experience.
Okay. Literally, it means take. Take to experience. Or integrate to experience. But in this new translation, they have cultivate, the cultivation.
It's much nicer than take.
Yeah. Or some people are take and some people
are cultivators.
So you're going to kind of continue along these lines in the next few
Yes,
yeah,
so we are meeting in what, 3 weeks? I don't know.
Once a month.
But this next one's a little earlier. It's before Thanksgiving. So the emphasis will be on the Dharmada part and maybe a little of the six parts to bring that in.
And this is in preparation for something else that's coming next year. What I read that somewhere.
Yeah,
what,
I'm
do
not
you know
sure.
What is coming?
Yeah. I think that maybe Lama Sanzing has some Bardo teachings. I'm not sure.
So would you recommend that we read up through the point for the next, or just read the thing over and over again?
Sure. Start over and then read through the Dharmada, Bardo Dharmada, up to the Bardo.
Okay.
Up to the Bardo of what?
Kalamani.